It's Mix 104.9, and we are very happy to support Fringe of the Fringe.
It's good to have a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at the Lucky Bat, and we're really happy that the Lucky Bat, you know, jumped in and helped a whole bunch of Darwin comedians who weren't able to do their shows for the Fringe Festival. But it's been a big week already for Darwin comedians, and there's a few more awesome shows to come. One of those, well, I'm not going to say I'm a little bit worried about seeing, but I would like to know a little bit about what to expect in this show. And we've got Graham Lewis here in the studio with us. Good morning, Graham.
Hey, Graham.
Morning. How are we going, guys? Thanks for having me.
All right, mate. Now, your comedy skit is called Straight Outta Palmy.
Yeah, Straight Outta Palmy.
Now,
yes.
Look, I've been here for about 2 years now. I know a lot of Darwinians, would you call them?
Yeah, you could say that.
Hang it on Palmerston, mate. I reckon it's not a bad area at all.
Hang it on Palmerston.
Why do they hang it on Palmerston?
I think it just has a reputation from years and years and years ago. It just hasn't, you know, the stink is still there.
Do you live there?
Yeah, I live there. I've lived there since I've been in Darwin. I've been down 10 years and I've always been in Palmerston.
Which part of Palmerston? That's important.
Yeah, well, I went from Bakewell, went to Malden, and now I'm in Rosebery.
Rosebery's nice.
Yeah, Rosebery's nice. Heights, so I've kind of gone like up, down, and then up. I mean, apparently Farrah is where you want to be. Apparently that's where the successful people in Darwin live, you know.
Yeah, okay. There you go, Andrew. You're in the wrong spot, because, Andrew, which one are you in? Bakewell.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're
Bakewell.
Worried about telling him where it is.
So Graham, right next to Rosebery Heights.
Right next to Rosebery Heights.
The posh one.
But it's still flat, you know. It's a bit strange. They call it that. Yeah, Bakewell's in between. I mean, you kind of just, you're on the edge of destruction or success, I don't know.
What spins me out in Palmerston, though, there's suburbs inside suburbs.
Yeah, yeah,
you've got to go down the street and you're in another suburb.
Yeah, they just cram everything all together, and they keep making more. There's still more to come. I mean,
but they get posher as they make
Yes.
And there's a Coley now, looks, you know.
We have two McDonald's in Palmerston. That's
there's one in Johnson and one in Palmerston City.
Yeah, and so you got
Palmerston City. No one refers to it as City, do they?
Well, I mean, it says Palmerston City on the sign. So,
who's the Palmy boy, Sarah? Yeah, just leave it to us.
He knows what he's talking about. I mean, but it's a bit strange. People pay it out a lot, but I mean, it's just like everywhere else, I guess. But we got a lot of cool stuff, man. We got the biggest cinema in Darwin.
And we've also got...
Yeah, Gateway's got the biggest cinema in Darwin.
Does,
and the
actually.
Best cinema as well, you know.
We're going to do something with that disused Bunnings building, though.
What do you want to do with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking, I had a few friends say like an indoor go-karting place.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Or like maybe just like a full playhouse for... maybe indoor go-kart, like a big playground.
Yeah. Nightclub, maybe?
Yeah, nightclub on the side.
A nightclub at the old Bunnings side.
Yeah.
For the old people.
Yeah, well, it could be just be Bunnings at night, you know? Bunnings at night, I don't know. But now
that's another one. We have the biggest Bunnings now, too.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, yeah.
A lot going for Palmerston, Sarah, so.
Yeah, we do. I reckon it's, you know, it's taken over, you know. People, you know, have a lot to say about it, but that's because they live in Karama.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been to Karama.
Or Virginia.
But, you know, yeah, Virginia.
Give me a break.
Yeah, see.
What can we expect from the show?
Are you going to take the mickey out of Palmy?
No, I got a story about Palmerston, about my first day in Palmerston. It doesn't really give it good credit, but I mean, it taught me a few things from, you know, what happened in the situation. Long story short, I learned how to take a punch, but,
right.
You know, there's a few jokes about Palmerston, but mainly just to show people that there are people from Palmerston that can be funny and also can take out Palmerston as well.
And can take a punch?
Yeah, and can take a punch, yeah. I can't throw one, but, you know, I can take one.
Yeah, no black eyes this morning.
No, I drove this morning, so I didn't catch the bus. So
that's the tip, don't take the bus.
Yeah, nah. But so we've got Michael, we've got two from Palmerston. We've got me and Scotty. And Scotty's been around for a while. He's been living there, so he's pretty much a local like myself. And then there's Michael, who lives in the northern suburbs.
Kind
of like bringing him in. And I think he'll have a lot of jokes to bag it out. But, I mean, we are in Lucky Bat, so what is that? That's in...
Nightcliff.
So that's the northern suburbs. So they'll be enjoying that. But, you know, he's in between. So it'll probably go Scotty, Michael, then me. So whatever he says, you know, he's got to kind of back it up or come in and... you know, he's a DJ so and a pilot, so he's already got that
above DJ him. And a pilot. Yeah, that's a mixture of careers, isn't
it? That's why I think we're going to, you know, try and bring him in to, you know, show him how we roll.
Sounds absolutely fun. So it's on tonight and Thursday night. We're actually going to give away a couple of double passes this one as well, Andrew.
That's right. 8941 1049 if you'd like to get along.
Yeah, but yeah, straight out of Palmo.
Yeah, love to see you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Graham Lewis, we'll catch you tonight, mate.
Yeah, sweet. No worries. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, see you guys all tonight.
Can't wait to hear those palmy jokes.
Yeah, no, it's going to be banger. Thank you.
On you, Graham.